So we're going into some Hilchos Brachos tonight. Everybody knows the Kayam Mil is the Brachos. And on the Boil Mebbe Chassidi, the Kayam Mil is the Brachos. And what it says in the beginning of the case of Mevarchim, also Loi La'adun She'e Honem Ei Oilum Hazeh B'Loi Brocha. One is not allowed to derive pleasure from this world without Brocha. Cho'anenu Re'ilum Hazeh B'Loi Brocha. Mo'al. Somebody is nana from Eilam Hazeh without a bracha is mo'yil. So it's like from Hektish. Maita kante? What says Yitzel Chitzel Chocham? That's the Takana. You go to a Chocham. Takana went to Chocham. And what says Yitzel Chitzel Chocham Eikar? You go to Chocham in advance. And then bracha is going to show you over the name Eilam. Bracha is in advance. That's the Takana. Takana is not to get messed up in the first place. You got the halachas right. And Eilam the Yovel Deim Eilu, the Mashor, is Mazvah that this is not all Brachas. This is not what we have Brachas. I'm Eitzel Zom Brachas Amen. Dr. Mashor, we show all Brachas Akvois, in London, Pamach, as Shafer, and Wachim Lippers. All the Brachas, you learned once, and you got it. Al Brachas Amen, yesh kamash in Nuyim. The Brachas Yishoinois, of Achroinois, Lefi Hamin, you have to know and you have to be able to tell too to different kinds of situations. The Kamas Fekish and off the way. In Shino Loi Kashana, you're not Yoita. Kilo Loi Beirach Kla. Right? It's as if you don't make any brocha. And he's a Mal. It's a Mal in Meil. And my brocha is a Beirach Ulu Batol. Right? In other words, hey, and you have a food that you didn't make a brocha on, and you have a brocha that you did make, which is a Batol. Therefore, here is a Pahim, and then Pahim Achar Pahim. Look, as Brochas, you have to keep on learning. Actually, a Boki Bahem, Lavorach Lein Al Brochas. In other words, look, as Brochas, there's a complexity, a complication. You have to be able to constantly apply it to different kinds of situations. You have to have a Korka. And also, in either direction, something serious is going on. If somebody, in other words, either you have no Brocha on one side, they come out. If you have a Brocha when you shouldn't have it, Brocha Vatala. This is not a kind of place you can just say a machme and finish. I can't just machme that. What's it? Is it a chumra or a kula? So Hilchos Brachos is a breita zach. But we're picking one thing at Hilchos Brachos to try to simplify it and define it. And this is the inyan of Brachos to say chasidah. To say chasidah means after one has washed, made a hamitzi, before the Suda, during the Suda, after the Suda, between Hamriti and Benching. So where does this start from? This starts from the Klala Yudua. This is a rule that everyone already knows that you say, which is that when somebody makes Hamriti on Pas, all the Brachas are part on Niftar without Hamriti. And therefore, one no longer makes any Brachas on that Suda. Okay, this everyone knows since we started out. The Shaila is, why is it so? So with that chal, the way we see it is, it's not great to gzeira. There is shava all over the place. Anything that comes after hamaytzi is potter. But the Gemara is ganz klar that it doesn't work exactly that way. The Gemara makes it very clear that there are different rules about how this works. First of all, the Gemara says very clearly, and as we'll go into some of this later, and on dessert, you don't have to make a bracha, despite the fact that it's between hamaytzi and benching. So it doesn't work so broadly and automatically, right? It would seem to be part of it, so it's not like a bracha. And the truth is, what's the svara over here? The svara, why should Hamaytzi pass through the entire Suda? So the Gemara, the Yisoid HaInyan, we have a Gemara on the Mem Aleph on the Beis in Brachas, which makes a klal out of the whole sugya. Omar HaPapa, Hilchazam, Dvorim HaBoyim, Machmas HaSudo, Besoy chasudo, right? There's two phrases here. Machmas chasudo, besoy chasudo. Ain't to unem brocha, loy lefneim, loy lachreim. So dvar aboim, machmas chasudo, besoy chasudo. It's because of the suda and it's in the suda. These are the two phrases used. So what does this mean? Machmas chasudo, besoy chasudo. What's the definition of that? So the simplest way, I think, that most of us would understand this, the Savoro, is the way Rashi explains it right here off the bat. Rashi says, what's the Tayyid Shmach, Zasudah, Vasek, Hasudah? V'lafis bohem esapas, which means it's eaten with or on the bread, right? V'lafis bohem esapas. V'lafis usually means to somehow embrace or surround, right? So it's around the bread. It's mamish, or on the bread is most. Havlu tfeilo, Rashi says. It's a tofel, tofel to the past. Hilkoch kol midi, bein mozoin bein peiris, with Rashi. Shehiviu liftom, and again a liftom means a dip. So if it's a dip or a spread, it's with and on the bread matter. What it is that you're eating on the bread, Rashi says, doesn't really matter. It's anything. As long as it's on the bread, or in with the bread, mamish, as a more mouthful, doesn't need a bracha. So again, what is this? This is talking about, let's say somebody has a sandwich, or they eat, let's say, bread with tuna or eggs on it, or liver on it. That's a spread, yeah? Doesn't need a bracha. Okay? So this is something that would be a simpler concept to understand, because it can have tofu, or something we're familiar with. And then the Hemshech of the Gemara, according to Rashi, the Gemara continues, and let's see how we finish this off. Sheloi machmas asuda, b'zoich asuda. This is something that's eaten in the meal, but not machmas asuda. To unim brocha lifneihem, does need a brocha beforehand, ve'in to unim brocha lachem, which means, the hamoitzi did not patter it, but the birchas hamozim will. Dr. Rashi l'shitosei, what's that? What is it that somebody can eat in a meal, but it's not machmas asuda? With Rashi, you're going Daitza. One of the things that I put on the list of questions there was what about oatmeal and farina? These are hot cereals. That's what it is. Or, you know, the way they used to do it in Russia, the way they probably still do it in Russia when I was there, the Bachan is not there, basically three times a day, you ate a bowl of what we call kasha, right? Buckwheat. Right over there, it's called kasha something or other. Everything there, all have cereal there is called kasha. Now, Kavanah.
So that's
Shaloi Machos. Yeah, Shaloi Machos. Yeah, Shaloi Machos. Yeah. There's two number of things. You're going Daiso. Vechein, Rashi says, Kruv, Terodin, right? This is cabbage and beets. She'enom Lifton, which means it doesn't go along with it. It's a separate piece of food. It's not on the bread. And therefore, uboin lemozin ulaseva, meaning you separately want to fill up on something besides the bread. Right? So the fact that you separately want to fill up on something besides the bread, almost good harisal. In other words, the way Rashi approaches this is, faket, it's a seva. It's a spirit of the bread, in a way, right? It's a spirit of the bread, in a way. In other words, this bread, the bread is here, the seva. Now we have other things that go with that surreal. What's that? What kind of things that you put onto the bread and eat with the bread? So those are things that are connected to the bread. Now you have, you have bread, you also have a different thing. That's going in the same direction, parallel, right? In other words, the bread is here, the surreal, that should have been your meal. Oh, now you want to have a different meal together with this meal. What's going on? Why are you having half cereal when you're eating your meal on there? Is it to do with the bread? No, again, it's parallel. In other words, it's competing with the bread, so to speak, yeah? The shtickle spirit. Chavada has no shaykh to the bread, so why should it be niftar with the hamaytzi, Rashi learns, right? This is the way Rashi approaches this one. So in other words, this hot cereal over here does not belong to the bread, right? It's a separate thing. And again, we should take a shot from this nakuda that it's not always separate from the bread. It's sort of trying to create a parallel track to the bread. So now you want it to go to the bread over there. Okay. This is the sheet of Rashi. The broch is there. And the grade derived, and Hasogus arrived in Psochem, in Arvid Psochem, he also has this sheet also. So these Rishonim, they hold that something that's not eaten with bread, one must make a separate broch on it. Svara? In other words, what's eaten, mamish, together with bread or on the bread? Tofel apart. So we've heard about Ikan and Tafel before, right? That is always the klal, and there's no reason for this to be any different, right? And therefore, according to Rashi, this need not even be said. Like Rashi goes into what the chiddush eating it at the shabbos to the mamish, but it's on a parallel track to the bread. So not what about something the farspites? So that goes without saying. What about a dessert? Goes without saying. It tastes like the stuff. Not only is not eaten with the bread, it's not even eaten at the same time as the bread. It's before, after, no such as so he made Hamaiti no something to throw, Hamaiti doesn't pass anything. Hamaiti passes bread. When something's awful to bread, because I'm dead, so it goes along. Right? But these things are not awful to the bread, even if eaten at the same time as the bread meal. But if it's eaten not at the same time as the bread meal, okay. That's Josh. And again, Rashi, there's a glot, it follows the plain Yesodis that we've always had. But anyone who knows anything about Hilchos Brachos, this is the basics of Hilchos Brachos. Gevaldi. According to Rashi, right, according to Rashi, so many things, let's say in your Shabbos, so you're going to have them making Brachos on. Follow the item. Yeah? Whatever doesn't go with the bread. Most of what we do, generally, taka doesn't go with bread, usually, right?
And so much dips,
yeah. Yeah, okay, so the dips, you wouldn't make a bracha. But otherwise, basically, chicken and kugel and powerful, the balls, you have to make a bracha on everything. Okay. So this is glata postus for. And for that very reason, we're going to see what happens with the rest of the Yishan. Mamish will everything. In other words, of Tzalachas, Dr. Begum is so postus, the Yishan will become. This is the Bahag. This is Tosfos and the Rosh, the Yoyne, the Ritzvah, the Tor, they all go against Rashi. And Taka the Ike Kase is the Bachma, understands? Since it's so glatt and poshut, since Rashi is saying, well, I'm shooting, so what exactly is happening in this sugya over here? We have something that we haven't heard before. That's why we need a Gemara over here. It's a Mishnah that says, Kolshu ikavi, wait feilo, vorgele ikav, point us as feilo. That's why I have a sukkah over here, the hilkese, machmas asuda, besech asuda. You're overcomplicating something that doesn't need to be overcomplicated. And speaking about something that's been spoken about enough times before, and there's nothing new. How can you tell me that you have the same old halacha? Again, that is the ikatayna that the Yishayinim have. But the mission not from now. That klal kosher ikavim is feilu v'mach liko. Right? It was not feilu. So what's new over here, right? So now you tell me that if you shmir tuna fish on bread, so you don't make a separate bracha. That's cool. Ikav is feilu. Pas should be nachaveina. And something else. We have this thing with ikav is also having one that's not pas. So now you're going to come tell me big chiddush that when it is pas and it's bottle of the plump shoots a manish. Tosfos has a number of other kashas on Tosfos, but this is the ikka kasha to Yishayim. I mean, Yishayim also Bechal, he doesn't understand this word of besoich hasuida. He says, besoich hasuida, what's that lashon means of Tabein Yishayim? According to Rashi, what's the title of these words? Besoich hasuida, inside of the suida. Not besoich hasuida, it's not the kudah. According to Rashi, it's not about besoich hasuida. It's about ikka and tafel, and if it's not ikka and tafel, it's not going to help us besoich hasuida. In other words, again, Toich HaSuda is mashma that we're broadening this to the broader concepts than we've had until now. And if all the rest of the Yishayinim have a different shot to Shtel HaVeke Yisoid in this sugya, which we have not known about before, and in a sense, it's actually, as we'll see, it's even a shtickle opposite of what Rashi says. So I'm going to take the Lashon of Rabbeinu Yonah. Again, all of those Yishayinim based on this approach, but let's use Rabbeinu Yonah now. Dvorim avoyim machmas asuda, besoich asuda, nekroim, kegoim, bosor, ubeitzim, ugvino, vidogim, she'ein derech, lechol oisom shalwey b'shas asuda, avoyish derech lechol aperis, he says, elo dachan shal elu l'ochlom b'shas asuda, lahasbiya, which means, these are things that are not snacks, fruits, are often snacked on, right? At any time. It's not part of a meal. It's not part of one who's looking to satiate himself. Somebody needs something to chew on, right? But what we would call main dishes, basically, main proteins, or yes, bosa, baits, and green of a dog, right? These are things that are part of a meal. And therefore, that the fact that they're usually part of a meal, and that they're eaten lahasbia, yeah? Eaten as beer, the chain daiser. You can take the Rashi dogma of a Rashi says you have to make a separate bracha on, and he says no daiser. That's exactly on the teeth as part of a meal and an oral as beer. I don't see even other examples he gave weren't Rashi's and Frazier examples, but we rightly, I think, came to a clear maskana that if somebody eats a piece of chicken in the middle of the Sunday, there's a markable coin to Rashi. We'll make a separate broth on it, right? No. Zaktena, finish tazah. Why? Shevnei Adam, oichlim, oisom lehasbiya. Because people eat them in order to be filled and satiated. Ulfika choma, sheadvorim o elu, shederech bnei Adam loochlam besoich suudeiseyem, mei ikra suudehem, they're part of the main part of the meal. The kibbutz shemas bein. They say she the kavanos le mitchil alei masbia. Clearly now, afal pisha oichel oisam beloy pas. Because you're not eating them with bread. As in, you made amotzi on the bread. Now the bread's on the other side of the table, and now you're eating chicken, fish, hot cereal, or anything else. Eidim b'var chaleim klal. I'm making a brach on this thing. Shenichlolim im apas atzmoi. They're included with the pas itself. Ubirchas hamoiti sheberech mitchilo. Ubirchas hamozen sheivorech lebasoi poiter oich. This is the Lashon of Rabbeinu Yonah, but again, it's the Bahak Tishas, the Rosh, it's all them. What are they saying about them? Like I said, in a certain sense, they're saying the opposite of Rashi. In other words, Rashi says that when you eat something with boya, you're trying to create a parallel track here. To the bread. The bread is the chmeizlus boya. What are you doing here? You're going off the bread. You're doing an alternative thing. So what's this with the bread? And he says, so therefore, the amoiti is not going to help on it. The amoiti is on the bread. Here you're the fairish boy doing something that does the same function as bread. You're saying, okay, I want to do a different thing. Just make a rock on that. There's no reason for it to be tossed to the bread. Forget it. The things that on their own would generally not be eaten as a suda b'fayasma, eaten on the bread, in a bottle to the bread. But fakir, the hagdoro of these other yeshayim is that daska the fact that it's lasbia is what makes a part of the suda. And when something is not lasbia, it's not part of the suda. Right? So, question here. What does lasbia do? Well, it depends how you approach it. If the word is that we're looking for a toffle to the bread, so something that's lasbia has its own shiva's father. That's Rashi's approach. Maybe Lazvia Gufa tells us that you must make a separate bracha, according to Rashi. The other Yeshayahu is simple fakir. Lazvia is the key to not making another bracha, because that's what makes it part of the Suda. Yeah? The fact that Lazvia makes it part of the Suda. In other words, we're not looking at the bread per se. We're looking at the meal. Yeah? And if we're looking at the meal, then Lazvia is the definition of a meal. When something's not lasbia, it's not really part of the meal. It's incidental to the meal. You happen to be eating it before, during, or after, whatever, but it's not part of the direction of the function of what a meal does. And therefore, it's not part of the meal. Right? Claude is done. So lasbia is actually the key in both Pirushim, but in two opposite directions. According to Rashi, what's lasbia? is not going to be part of the Hamoiti, because it has to be part of the path which the Hamoiti is on. Hamoiti is on the path. This is not part of the path. It's competing with the path. Because the other Rishayim Lasbia makes it part of the Suda. If it's part of the Suda, then you don't have to make a bracha, because you pass it from the Hamoiti, which is on the Suda.
Why is that
Hamoiti
part of the
bracha?
Why is that Hamoiti part of the bracha?
Oh, so... Again, the way I'm understanding right now, the way we're mazbe till now, and maybe I'll soon be mazbe a little bit differently. But one way to understand it is what we just saw mazbe, which is hamotzi lechem and haaretz goes on a suda. Yeah, it doesn't go on bread; it goes on a suda. And bread, as we'll see, bread is the ikar, and therefore it passes the suda. But let's look at it a little bit differently, maybe a more poshut way. What if we taka use the general understanding of the way ikar and tofel works? Maybe it's a different kind of ikar b'tofel. That is ikar b'tofel, which is the truth. We actually learn you take something and eat it with something else. And those two things, one of them is the main and one of them is secondary. Right? But it can be a different kind of ikar b'tofel, which means that it's bottled to a suda of pas. Right? It's a further kind of thing. Why would that happen? So the Gemara brings already, ve'ekho pas lechem v'sadu libchem. Right? Lechem, v'avin ashiyasot, like it says in the passage, which means the ikar asuda, the masbiya, is bread. Yeah? And in the old days, this didn't have to be discussed any further. There was no such matzias as a person having a meal without bread. Today, our world has changed in a big way, and in any house, you have software that doesn't include bread. Yeah? Unless somebody has a Yiddish paid for the well, he wants a bench, or because it's pachachus. Without lombus, 3/4 of the time today, the world has changed in a big way. Not that it's all less, God. That it's all, it's a modern man, a person who eats something without, but there's no such thing come out that it's all to this day. And you don't eat, you don't wash it, and say, well, okay, whatever it is. I think for example, I'm all for sure. The tour in Simre Shches says, Hameshis mine dogon, yesh lehem mailim, ki aleim yichyo odom. And also mehem pas, and also mehem hameshis. In other words, so what we're understanding now, though, is that the chashivos that there is to pass, that even when it's separately, it's always the ikar of the surah. Pass is always the ikar of the surah. So therefore, whatever, in other words, this is another way to look at it. What was Dogen Ishtar Zeriach in his life? The Pshat is we're looking for the surah and not for the pass. What do we all look at the pass? But always the pass is so chosher and so ikar, it spreads itself more over everything that's being eaten there and turns it into a tofel more than all kinds of other things, right? Other things, the only way for one thing to be makfil something else is the fact that it's being eaten in a mouthful or in a plateful or in a spoonful altogether. Pas, to such a degree, spreads itself out and affects the entire meal that anything eaten in that meal is tofel to the pas. That's another way to look at it. Yeah, the other thing before is, maybe don't be shy, they're not interested in the past so much. They're interested in the Suda. I'm like, see, lechem, lechem, the taicha Suda, yeah? But again, another way to look at it, the pshat is lechem means bread. But Iker and Tafel, when it comes to bread, doesn't go only to something that's literally eaten on the bread, but rather even something machwal that's helping along with the bread in the Suda. Yeah? It's helping the taskid, the matora of what bread does. Like the Lashon Rabbeinu, the Oichlum Oisum Lasbia, the Ikra Asurim, and that's awful to the past in this sense. This is the way of Revision. This is the Psak Halacha, actually. Psak Halacha, Shulchan Aruch follows this Mahalach over here. The Chayodom, the Chayodom, explains this follows. This is in Kvalim and Gimel, he follows the Chayodom. Kivon Shalechem, Iker Chayodom, that's the Lashon of the Chayodom. Whatever is eaten within the meal, meaning for the purpose of satiation, afilu ochlam b'loy pas, nasa hakol tofel la pas. That's like the second way that I just explained this means. We are following Iker and Tofel here. Yeah? We are following Iker and Tofel. It's Iker and Tofel. It just works more broadly with pasta than anything else. But it's Iker and Tofel. Everything that goes along with the meal is bottled to the past. Okay? So these are showing them, this is what they used to explain the Lashon HaGemara. Vorim Haboim Machmas Hasudo. Besoichasuda, which means they're in the meal and they're pushing and they're in for the same purpose as the meal, right? What does machlos hasuda mean? Machlos hasuda means they have the same purpose, the same goal as the suda itself, which is the pas. The pas is the ikar suda, and the other things are helping along. It's all kidei lasbia. Whatever's lasbia is beetsim tofel to the pas. Okay, so basically, quick recap. Kum to chesazay nochamol lasbia. According to Rashi, lasbia meant that therefore, no, it's outside of the past. It's competing with the past. It's creating something parallel to the past. It's not including the role of the past. These are trying to say, if I can. The past has a matoya. Yeah? And all these things are helping out that matoya. Therefore, even if not even with the past, lasbia is a key word that tells us, therefore, that it's bottled and puffled for the past and does not need its own role. And therefore, taking it down to Rashi's example again, and to what Rabbi Yehuda mentioned along the way, which is Daisa, which is the hot cereal, the first thing that we dealt with over here, this question. Rashi in the Rivet Hall, like he has to make a bracha on Daisa, because it's competing with the past rather than going with it or being smeared on it or anything else. Stabimod, the Daisa is not attacking our child to the past. And that's clear, and nobody can disagree with that, and nobody disagrees with that. The Dice is not shaykh to the pas, in terms of it belonging to the mouthful of pas. But the author of Yishayinu has brought halacha. And Mishnah Berurah Kufa in Zayin Sefer Aleph brings Rabbi Yehuda and there also halacha. Daiso, afshehi avo, right? Even though it's a thick cereal, which means it's not some kind of loose stuff that you're going to dip your bread into. It's a chestafazik, yeah? The inner malach is ramah pas. The nechol is mayasmo. Right? He makes it as bad as he could. That all of this does not make it conducive to being eaten together with the bread. Okay. Kivon shebot las bia, given that since it's coming to Yeshe, ikasudehi, when it's pelas lapas. Yeah, it's ikasudeh, and therefore it's pelas lapas, which means even though you're not eating it with the bread is the ikar, the dice is the tofel. Azeikum tois. And that's Taket of Sakur, the Shulchan Aruch there, and Seif Aleph, like Tesis and the Rosh, against Dash. Okay. So if somebody eats in a bread meal, Ma'ala Halocha, somebody eats in a bread meal, Basa V'dokim V'chom Atar, the vegetables and the cereal and fish, or meat, even though it's not eating with the bread, and it's not the regular ikur v'tofel that we usually used to, but it's called machmas asuda, b'soich asuda, and it's tofel apas, and it's potter from the bracha. Now, one interesting question, which is not discussed in the Poskim, but I put it here as one of the questions, the Poskim discuss various types of foods and say, what about this? Is this considered the last year? What about that? Is that considered the last year? They discuss various foods. One of the foods they don't discuss at all in either direction is soup. Soup is pasha not mentioned. It could be. Is it pasha? From his pasha. Potter and soda. It's pasha and pasha enough to be discussed. Nevertheless. It's interesting, though, that nobody mentioned it somewhere along the way and says, and soup. After so, get this, yeah? But like the Kenzain, that it's the offering of the mother. Kenzain is the offering of the mother. And interesting, somebody pointed out the Kenzain, that this may be a makor to the minhag Yisrael to eat soup. Shabbos Yontif, and all the seasons of Shabbos Yontif, there's some form of soup going on. You know, the soup, or chomp, whatever it is. There's always some kind of a rate of sorts being eaten at every seder. The Gemara brachas. The Gemara says the brachas, that's not about it. Om Rabbi Yerchanan. Kol sudo she'im bo tzrif, eino sudo. But actually, what's this tzrif that we're talking about over here? Some kind of a saucy or soupy type of a dish. So could be that has back a pshach that we eat some kind of a soup, and every Shabbat and Yom Tov the kasuda because it's kasuda. Anish kasuda. Shabbat and Yom Tov you have to have a kasuda. So this is what makes them to a kasuda. But our kavanah wants to get to us, which is not to get to what you have to eat Shabbat and Yom Tov. But the guess to us is, soup is definitely ikir asuda, and therefore, again, the Rebbe Yishayinu, the ones that we follow, lich is part of the suda, and it does not get a broch of its own. Oh, and a chanami. That'll make it even Rashi, yeah? Soup is going to that, but even going to Rashi, which stands, if one eats the soup together with the bread, which is Mishkan Ogefrekt to that. Puts matzah into the soup or whatever it is and eats it all together.
In Europe, their cholent is more of a soup.
Yeah, especially in Germany where they eat more than soup. Yeah.
In England also.
Yeah, The English people, that might just come from there.
Yeah, could be.
Al-Kafana, so again, whatever's eaten, la-locha. Now we're going to have to sadly forget about Rashi now for the rest of the night because it was finished la-locha, it was nishmak for the sugya, but la-locha. La-locha, whatever's eaten, la-zbiya, part of the Suda, it's part of the past, and it basically does follow in a broad sense the dinam of Ikka the Tafel. Just not the same practical way of doing that. Okay. No, Oibazai. What about something that's not eaten lahazbiya? Something that's eaten not for the purpose of satiation. So, it follows that one needs to make a bracha. What's a simple example of that? Let's say, during or after a meal, a person eats various kinds of candies and chocolates. That's not eating lasbia, right? For example, after dinner mints, right? After then a mince, and one eats. Yeah? That's not eating lasbia, that's pretty clear. And this is the Magen Avraham. In Kufta Mechef, Kukot Mechal Beis, Zokter Azoi, Zovor Shebo Lekinuach. Kinuach means you're sort of sweetening your mouth after a meal, what we call dessert. So you're going Ugris Dakris, some kind of a thin cookie. I mean a Mesiko, and a Mesiko is like candy. Tricha Brocha. This is the Brocha, the Inna Paspe Tros. But now, we're understanding quite clearly why that's the double portion. Which means, it doesn't work that just because you made a hamoitzi and ate a piece of bread, now you can eat whatever you want around the clock. You have to consider each thing last one. Is it part of lasbia? Is it not part of lasbia? If it's part of lasbia, it's part of the sukkah. Not part of lasbia, it's not part of the sukkah. You eat dessert at the end of every meal. But it has nothing to do with patterning it with hamoitzi. It has to do with something that's lasbia. Fish lasbia is mish. And therefore, since these things are not lasbia, there's no ptur from abroad. It's got something with lasbia. And the same thing will be, as listed on the list over here of the questions, any kind of snack that one eats, potato chips or corn chips or whatever it is, these are things, these are snacks. And the chayav bebrocha, even if they're eaten during or after a meal.
During also?
Again, it's not something that Hefta is made for. Yeah. I don't know why somebody would be sitting and eating potatoes in the middle of their meal, but unless it's a kid. There's a time help them, but whatever it is.
It's
not the function of lasbia. In other words, it's out of place within a meal.
Right. It's not because it's at the end. It's because
right. The end is the place where the soid that it's not lasbia. In the middle, you're gonna have to find them.
You have a garnish on the salad. You have pomegranates as a garnish on the salad.
Oh, good point. We'll get to that.
Hoshpaz
will also get to the Hoshpaz. Now let's get to the Hemshech HaGemara. So now, again, according to the Alter Yishayim, what's the end of the Gemara? The end of the Gemara. Rishonoy machmas ha-suda, b'sayich ha-suda. When you're eating as part of the suda, not because of the suda, something, t'unem b'rocha lefneihem, v'in t'unem b'rocha l'achareihem. They do need a b'rocha before, and they don't need a b'rocha afterwards. Again, as we explained earlier, the hamoitzi does not part of them, but because I'm also will. So Rashi shot up Moshe Gazan. What's the pshat according to the rest of the Yishayim? What's the leimach with Asudo? Zok Teisvus. Kigoyin. Rashi said, Kigoyin Daitza. Teisvus says, Kigoyin Tamarim, V'nimoinim, which are all called peiros, fruits. He says, Teisvus says, the best example of something that can be eaten in the meal, but the leimach with Asudo would be fruits. Which means, Azekum Teisvus, because that Medina the Gemara, all kinds of fruits, and this would be fresh fruits, dried fruits, right? All the nuts, right? A chayav bebrocha, even if we're eating them b'soi chasuda, right? But they are not there for lasbia. That's not their function, and therefore they're not tofel lapas, they're not tofel lasuda, they're not considered part of the suda. They need their own brocha. Now, what about vegetables? So vegetables which are eaten within the Suda, the poshet, the vegetables within the Suda is part of the Suda. What about vegetables that are eaten somehow at the end of the Suda? Let's say for some reason and in some way somebody eats a vegetable as a dessert. Yeah? I think about what that matzias would be exactly. But how you could have a vegetable as a dessert. But if you theoretically, if when you were finished your Suda, he said, okay, now let's sit down for a vegetable. So you would have to make a separate brocha on that, and that is in the Mishnah Berurah and Kufayin Zayin Tzivkot. Hey, he says, Hu hadin, chaveres, v'kishuin, u'malafetoinois, chayin, u'itznoin, u'botol, which you're eating separately as a food, gam kentor chavorech amen. Now the truth is, the Mishnah Berurah does not actually say that it has to be only something that you're eating as a dessert. He says, if you're eating these vegetables as they are, yeah, chaveres, kishuin, malafetoinis, chayin, raw squashes and cucumbers, etc., you have to make a brocha on them. So again, like I said, if it's at the end of the meal and sort of a dessert, that's not lom shuta, but somehow the Mishnah doesn't seem to make that point. So Rav Scheimer is going to Chalisha Basim with Adam Sefer, and Shem Zalman has brought that Lemaitse, these kinds of vegetables, which are listed off in the Mishnah Berurah, in his time, they say, these kind of minim were more rare. And therefore, they were not a regular part of a soup. They were not something that was served regularly as part of the meal. And therefore, in those days, the Mishnah Berurah paskins, and this is his tract, Mishnah Berurah's tract, that this is something separate that you're eating here for some other reason, but you have to make a separate broch on it. It's a side dish that goes along. It's a rarity. It's some specialty item. And therefore, it needs its own broch. It's not part of... It wasn't eaten with svio, it was eaten as a specialty item. But with manenu, they said, that these vegetables are machos hasuda, because these are things that we nowadays eat regularly, the soiva, as part of our suda. And therefore, the soicha suda no longer makes brochas right? It would be a strange thing nowadays for somebody to take an onion and bite into it in the middle of the meal. Some kind of a specialty item that came from overseas or whatever it is. They don't do these kind of things anymore.
What about salads?
Yeah, applies to a salad.
Yeah, so, okay, insert a normal one. It's inside a salad, again, our salad is just a regular part of the meal.
But
it's salad boya, though. Whether it's boya or not, but it's eaten as part of the main plate. Yeah?
But if you have a plate of baby carrots sitting there and you take some, that today, that is not part of the meal.
Why is that?
Because it's a process today, everybody has little carrots as part of the meal.
Because it's part of the meal, that's what I want. That's what
then you don't make a bracha.
So you don't make a bracha. Right? Yeah. It's along. This is what we do. Together with, let's say, the fish course, a lot of people have salads and cucumbers and vegetables and whatever which they eat together with. And then it's a part of the achim, it's not a separate thing. I will buy. Again, if it was eaten at the end of the meal, it's sort of a dessert. Yeah? So that would be a different thing. Also possible, by the way, when I say I'm trying to figure out how would you eat a vegetable as a dessert. But also, you can have things that are boy pri hadoma, which are not vegetables, and are definitely desserts. Are you having watermelon or cantaloupe, or bananas, or whatever, just because you make hadoma or pineapple. So that's von Schutten, that's the fruit of like any other, yeah?
If you finish the zuda, there's a salad you didn't taste. You want to taste it, then the zuda. That could be tone of brothel.
Sounds very interesting. I would counsel to wait till the next two of them hold on a little bit. One place where such a similar idea would be applicable is one of the shayas that I put onto the paper here, which is what happens, let's say a person has a shalom zoch in their own house. Yes? So they're eating their suda and the time has come and the ilum comes on and you haven't benched yet, but people are coming and the arabs I'll put down as at the end of the suda. So this is like sort of, it's not as a dessert per se, right? But it's not either part of the suda. And this thing, it's pretty clear that one needs to make a separate broch on harvest in such a case, which you're not being eaten as part of the suda. On the other hand, if for whatever reason a person eats harvest, let's say, like I said before, together with the salads and the dips and the fish and whatever, he eats harvest. So that's part of the suda, right? So again, this is the kind of situation where you see talking the difference between things that are eaten with the meal and things that are eaten with the meal. But the same thing can be eaten as part of the svia. And akhmitayim brocha, and the same thing can be eaten at the end of the meal after it's all done. And it's either dessert or sort of the idea of what dessert is, which means it has a separate function. So the suda, we're talking to make a separate brocha on such a fruit. One of the places where such a shayla comes up, which is not dafka dessert, but when you have food that's eaten within a suda, fruits that are eaten within a suda, for example. Place for after this cost, what happens on the night of Rosh Hashanah? So it says, brought an aloha to eat an apple and honey. Eat an apple and honey on the night of Rosh Hashanah. And all of a sudden, you're supposed to eat dates on the night of Rosh Hashanah. They say, shei tamu seineinu. So it says in the foot, Mishnah Berurah paskins the Tosafot for Gimel, it's got Gimel, to make a bracha on the apple in honey within the suda. To be pointed out, as most people know, that if one has the dates on the table while the apple is there, So then, the date is from the Shiva Saminim, we make the eights on that. But be that as it may, one would make our eights on these simanim that are being eaten, despite the fact that it's at the time of the Suda and sort of during the Suda. But by that, Shaloi Machmas, and therefore one has to make a bracha. This brings us to an interesting shayla that's discussed in the Poskim, which is, what about the vegetables that are eaten as part of the simanim? Again, not everybody eats these vegetables part of the simanim. The Shalayim are eaten are very into it. We had a big discussion about it over here on Rosh Hashanah itself. But not everyone's willing, but others have this many taka to eat. Karsi and rubia and silke and all these things, say stalkos eneinu and sheikosus eneinu and rubia, which is sheibus filiseinu. And what do you do with all these things? Does one make a brocha on those as well? Just like there's some good paskins that got in the apple, or not?
They're eaten not as part of the normal meal. This is not, it's not the normal part of a meal.
Mm.
It's eaten specifically for, you know, for the
simanim. Seems that, you know, we have to make a bracha. That's one spot. So the Kaf HaChaim says that the pas is part of all of these vegetables. Because he says these are things which generally are eaten as the one of Machos HaSuda, which means a fruit doesn't belong in the middle of your Yisrael. But these kind of beans, right, and beets and whatever it is, and leek, right, these are things that generally can be part of a Tzviya and of a Surah, and not only can be, but generally, besides Rosh Hashanah, are eaten for that purpose.
Well, this is a side dish, you know, which would be normally eaten with meat or whatever. But if you're doing it specifically for the...
Like I said, that's one of his thoughts.
Then a fruit compote, which is... That's a soup that we have to...
Just a second. let's deal with this situation here, which again, the two svaras are seriously svaras. Svar number one is, these are foods which are generally sidish. Therefore, there's no reason to now differentiate and start making brachas on them separately, just because they're shown at night and you want to say you're awesome or whatever. It's going to have to come in at some place tomorrow. I said, Kafachayim Paskins that way, we create Kiddush. It's actually Heisach Frank. In his Hilchus Omnirom, he also writes the same thing. He says, there's no brocha on it. It's something that's eaten that way. A bunch of Shtandlov in his true Van Hoggis says, I heard, as I'll soon repeat, that there are some who say, you should make a brocha. It's a brocha of Atala, he says. He says, these are the same things as carrots, as cooked carrots, which you eat. This is a ikram of the Tekhasudin, he says. LMI, you did some said your rosters on it, so change it into something else. There's no reason according to the opinion, just to make a joke on it separately. Now, Shlomo Zalman has an interesting middle way here. Shlomo Zalman generally holds like the Kaf HaChaim, which is, you don't make a separate joke. But he comes up somehow, if he says, the best way to go about this is to take one of the minim, which bizmanenu is not machmas asuda. Nowadays, make a Bofi Adom on that and use it to pass all the rest of them. For example, what's his example? I don't know why they all picked this example. Kara. What's Kara? Kara is sort of a squash. Gourd, or it's a zucchini-like type of vegetable. But there's Okta. Koizum Magarob also says, take the Kara, says, and make the Adom on that, right? And that's how you're going to pass all the others to one with the Bofi Adom. Go on to Santa's Azizogin's. The truth is, though, again, comes to Moshe Steinbach and he says, I don't understand what they're talking about, he says. Where did he get that from? He says, in South Africa, that's where he was. Moshe Steinbach was a lot of South Africa for years. He says, squash? What do you mean? It's eating like a carrot, he says, on the side, as a side dish. And he says, and I actually think the Nasty Soul is also that way. He says, I don't understand what they're talking about, right? Since when did this become something that's not part of a meal, that's curiosity? But look! It's very interesting. I'm not sure what their point is. The truth is, again, I lived in this over 23 years. What I saw is this. They have zucchini all year, and they use it in soups and in side dishes, and in kugels and everywhere. And then before Rosh Hashanah, they charge you triple the price, and they bring a different kind of a zucchini, which is a little bit fatter and bigger and a different shape and looks and acts and tastes almost the same thing. Like they always say, if it walks like a duck and talks like a duck, etc. And they call it kara, you know, big letters. And final thing, and that's the little boy. I don't know what's up with that. I was waiting to check it. If it's considered a dab, a zunder, a sort of fear, think I'm, or again, I could try my attempt at humor over here. Well, a nice cigarette, like I said, the same as Alman, the Kloizum Begirol, they say, you should make it a hadoma on the kara and use it for other things. The difference between the two, not the same thing, these two places came. Rav Zalman more seems to hold the pshat is, for the most part, we don't make a hadoma on any someone in Rosh Hashanah. He says, punk have one kind of a thing, which he wants to tie it as his manenu, it's not about Zasuzah, and it's some strange thing, and therefore, Kembal Tonkhab, and mainly to pass over nothing for Vos Mish. The Kloizenberg seems to come from the opposite side, and the Esrami holds that all of them are more like Joseph, which is that, the pshat is, the whole thing is here always to say here also, nobody's doing this to eat it as part of the Suda altogether, and Mela, Elamai, he holds you have to make a brach. He says, you know what, if you're going to make a brach anyway, take the one that is most noticeably not part of the Suda. Again, why that's so, that's all.
Is this an individual thing, or is it...
Generally, it's not an individual thing. It's usually not
for a single individual would not normally eat this, but wants to do it.
Generally, we say both of them taste like the one. Okay, now, mention was made of compost. Let's use some time on that. Now, compost is an interesting question. What's compost? Compost is cooked fruits, which are eaten generally as a dessert. Now, generally, I think on the Poshital level, we would say, it's fruits. It's eaten as a dessert. What's the shayla? Why should you make a broch on it? Attack it, Shalah HaKadosh, and Avraham brings in Lahalacha, and he says, Beferish, one must make a brocha on raw or cooked fruits. Avraham, Chayodon, Kalman Gimel, Shulchan Acharav, the Mishnah Berurah, they all say it, and therefore this should really be the end of the story. Zayugis Abaisa, who writes, that he fears that when he ate comfort together with meat, you wouldn't make a brocha on it. I heard that there would be so much shmoyos here, weiter, that if it was served as a dessert, he did make a brocha on it. So again, that kiddush that he's saying, and we ate it together with meat, he didn't make a brocha, we'll see more on that. But if you look in the Shara Tzion, he also seems to be going be'erech in the same way as this. I mean, it's a bit that he's more clear about the difference between eating with the meat and not with the meat, and therefore making a brocha or not.
A cold compote in the summertime before as the beginning of the meal.
That also. Now, Dr. Klar, let's make this clear, and this has to do with what you brought up before about what about fruits inside of the salad, fruits on this, fruits that, that are used as a garnish or as a minor part of a salad or whatever it is. And if I can put on here, we have also, what about somebody eats potato latkes, and, you know, at least in my generation, this is the way we used to do it, is to have applesauce on the potato latkes, right? So this is, that's not a compote, right? It's applesauce, right? Oh, but also clear that over there, you're not going to make a bracha on the latkes, because over there, it's mamish toffle to the latkes, and it's toffle the latkes not only because you're making a brocha on the latkes, and in fact, you're not making a brocha on the latkes, it's part of the sugar. And the applesauce that's toffled to those latkes is also part of the sugar.
That's Hirashi. Yeah. Hirashi.
Even with Hirashi. Okay. However, there is a Bekanish about compote. For whatever reason. The Chalkis Yanker, it's a Breish, and his Chuvas brings that there were a lot of Gedele Yisrael, and the Seichami brings the Belzer Abonim, that they had an interesting minhag, he says, that the night of Friday night, they used to eat compote, and they would dafke eat the compote with a piece of challah in order not to make a bracha on it. Shabbos day, they also ate compote, and they made a bracha on it. Yeah. Friday night, they dafke looked not to make a bracha on it, and they accomplished that by eating it with a piece of challah mamish. And Shabbos morning, they made a bracha on it.
Every bite?
No. Just the first bite. So what's the pshat, he says? It's a pshat does it. They had a minhag, he says, that at each of the Shabbos they should eat four machol. It doesn't get further into the explanation of that, but anyone can use their imagination why that is, if it's deep vodka or anything else. Friday night, the komplot, he says, was one of the four macholim that they ate as part of their suda. And therefore, he says, they couldn't make a separate bracha on it. If they make a separate bracha on it, that means the suda has previously ended. You only ate three macholim in your suda. Right? They don't have any four macholim. It's outside of the suda. So they saw it as part of their suda. It's one of their four macholim. They eat as part of their suda. So you want to make a bracha on it. So what did they do? They ate a bracha in order to not make a bracha. Right? Well, Shabbos day, they had before the compost, separately from it, four macholim. Therefore, faket. They were very happy to make a bracha on the compost and take it outside of the meal. Right? Okay. Takol ponim, what's pretty clear is that the mashmoyos vayta in this chalukas yankev, the shame these bells are abonim, is that be'etzem, you do have to make a bracha on compost. Fruits. Unless you find a way to, which is what they did. What did they do? They didn't make a eight because they had it together with they found the eight. But again, the default is you didn't make a bracha. But the Hemshech Dvorov, he brings as follows. He says that in Western countries, he says, it's a normal thing for people every day to have a snack in the afternoon of cake with compost. I don't know if it's cake and apples or whatever it is. I must admit that I'm not familiar with this one. This is the way it is. But I saw more than one place where this is brought. So it looks like it is something that people know about. Again, maybe some of the, all the people in the room know this more better than I do. But this is what he says. I do remind myself now, as I speak, that when I was like I mentioned before, I was in Ukraine and we had kasha at every meal. But what they used to have in the afternoon, it was a very frustrating experience. Boiling hot was in the sauna, and you go out and play a sport with the chaver, with the counselor on the camp there, you could buy from the heat. It was a shekel of thirst, and you'd come in and they would have pitchers of some kind of a warm fruit soup / compote. And this is what they were giving as a drink. So I guess this is a similar type of idea to what he's talking about. It's actually not in the Western countries, but like in the Eastern countries. Holmik, he says, they ate it together with a piece of cake. So he says, cake, Hareh, you don't make a bracha on separately when you're eating it with the suda. Separate discussion. Holmik, he'll make a bracha on cake. And this applesauce or whatever it is goes with the cake. Therefore, this sitting over here is a sitting of Vorim Shemachmas HaSuda, and therefore, one would not make a bracha on it. And this is what he brings. That, and he brings a mashal over there in that Torah, who says somebody who generally always eats cooked fruit should not make a bracha. And therefore, he says, this is a regular thing. We eat these compotes or these cooked fruits all the time. And he says, therefore, yeshal min lusma shaloi levarech. And why is that? It seems it's part of a regular meal. It's not some specialty item. All the regular meal, this is the way we eat, this is the way we roll. Yeah? Lamaisa though, he says, best thing is taki if it's not eaten separately but together with a piece of cake. But generally, again, his shvung seems to be that today and now in Mekremis, one should not make a bracha on compo. Best is, he says, eat it with a piece of cake, which makes it more poshut, but that's his guy. Lamaisa though, if the chemet brings not to make a bracha. He said, we bring those who said not to make a bracha on kapur. And lo yadati minayim ha'am. He says, I don't know where they got such an idea from. Adar Rabbi Ibchan Mustabri says, dafkam avoshal, he says, fakir dafkam avoshal, but that's how it's made with sugar and cooked with sugar. It's agam temaisa, it's more of a sweet thing. And it should be more of a dessert. And therefore, you should definitely make a bracha on it. It's definitely separate from the suda, he says. And that's what it looks like. For most places, now there were some gedolei Yisrael who machmir on themselves not to make a direct bracha on compot because of what was raised over here. For example, I heard that Kashamati, that Satrov, Ben Abraham and Ben Kofler, they used to fearzach to make a bracha on a fresh fruit. Whenever they had compot, they would make a bracha on a fresh fruit and part of the compot that way. Lamaisa, the truth is, it's not so such a mystery where this whole thing started from, because the Mishnah Berurah brings from a Sefer Yad HaKtana, this is a Sefer that was printed in Tovkuf Samach, 220 years ago, and he says that the fact that somebody makes a tavshul from the Peiris is what makes it pretty clear that it's a tavshul. Not like you know it's a tavshul. You cooked it, you made a gekecht out of it, you made a dish out of it, that itself says, but it's a tavshul, not a kinuach, and you shouldn't make a brach on it. He himself says there that it's better to eat a fresh fruit with it in order to pater it, or to eat bread with it to pater it, right? And so that means either you make a bracha separately on something else, or you make no bracha because you will matzul it to the pas. But on that itself comes the Mishnah Berurah and says, but even the Alektana is not talking about if it's a dessert. If it's a dessert, then it's clearly not some side dish on it. So this is the Meduba back and forth. And again, let's go back to Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah says like this, and this is very interesting. Because again, like I said, the Mishnah Berurah says, outside of oil, not a dessert. Compote for dessert, cooked fruits for dessert, you definitely have to make a Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah brings and he makes the Ibekas. Shomanu eidus me'amono halocha l'maitse. Shebeziknusoi, in the old age of the Chofetz Chaim, chozar ben. Chofetz Chaim himself had charota, uba'atzmoi loiberach ala kompot. He himself did not make a brocha, he himself, Ma'aseh Rav, did not make a brocha on kompot, and he had charota from what he wrote for that. He brings himself, he brings a bunch of, he says that he heard eidus me'amono. He brings another couple of sparim, who seem to have the same seder, the Chofetz Chaim. And he brings that the brisker Rav, he saw, he says, the brisker Rav eating kompot, dafka with a piece of bread in order to pass it, and not making a separate bracha on it. And again, it's not that poshut. There's a safer Chubas Karen Ladovid, who says, taka to dafka do, you know, either put it with the boss or the pasta, make sure to make a bracha on something else, or not make a bracha on it at all. Not to make a bracha on the kompot. Mitzad Sheni, I have to say, and this will have to be our closing for tonight, Rabbi Yankov Kamenetsky brings that he heard that the Chofetz Chaim was chayzer, he doesn't believe it. It's not Mekabach, it's very interesting. Again, I said it comes from multiple sources, but he said he's not Mekabach, and therefore he said one does have to make a bracha even on cooked fruit, and as they state, Shlomo Zalman Fezer, their Bettina and his Chubas writes that on cooked fruit, it's not tofel, not to pasta, not to balsa, one must make a separate bracha on it. V'chein poshat haminig v'derech klal, that usually the minig is, that when one makes, eats kompot, and I'm going to stress now, and I wish we could continue, but one eats cooked fruit at the end of a meal, one does make a bracha, and despite the doubt and the sort of cloudiness of the situation, generally the minig has become pretty clear. One makes an eighth on applesauce at the end of a suda, if it is an eighth, there's an eighth to make on it, depending on the size of it, whatever it is. Under the shayla, what's that? Inside the suda,